picked up a win over Marshalltown, Iowa, by a score of 93-52. Again, they're 17-5. They beat us by 11 at Ottumwa back on November the 10th by a score of 86. Let's see what the final was. The final was actually 86-75, so it was an 11-point ball game, and Indian Hills won that one. Starters for this basketball game tonight: Grizzlies starting five, Kyle Germany, 6'3 sophomore guard from Detroit; Kamari Vinson, a 6'3 guard from freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia; Carlos Paul from Southfield, Michigan, 6'5 sophomore; Herji Hanami, 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario; and Lionel Kamwimba, 6'8 freshman from the Congo. For the Indian Hills Warriors, Devontae Hall, a 6-foot sophomore from Chicago; Kenny Briggs, a 6'3 freshman from Kannapolis, North Carolina; Braden Spark, 6-foot sophomore from Villarica, Georgia; Chris Mapeka, a 6'9 sophomore from the Congo; and Trevian Lameau. And here's a steal off the tip. The Grizzlies come away with it and have the basketball with a chance to take an early lead. Carlos Paul out high. Top of the circle, goes left, hands the ball off to Kyle Germany. On the right point, Kamari Vinson, left wing. Three ball is up and good by Kyle Germany, and the Grizzlies start out with a 3-0 lead. That's a good start. A good omen. Hopefully that shot going in. Here are the Indian Hills Warriors on offense on the right side. T.J. Morris. Now to the free throw line. Morris on the right wing, catch and shoot for a three in the tie. It's an air ball. That ball is going to be safe from going out of bounds by Indian Hills, but picked up by the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany at the right point. Straight man-to-man by the Warriors. Carlos Paul backs in, goes up, got blocked, got fouled, and he'll shoot two with 18:48 to play in the first half. So the Grizzlies get the basketball inside, and the Warriors have really good size in there, but block shots usually are called fouls. Chris Mbeka, the 6'9 sophomore, call for the foul. And Carlos Paul to line, first free throw try is good. Nice soft touch by Carlos there, 4-0 score. MSU West Plains Grizzlies with this game tonight. This is a non-Region 16 game. They'll have another one of those on Saturday night when we go north to Moberly. One more try for Carlos Paul, and no good. Ball is going to be slapped and saved from going out of bounds by Mpeka. And the Warriors come back, and they trail this game 4-0. Out high, right side. Tip pass, Mpeka to the point to Devontae Hall. Drives in, pump fake, goes up inside and scores. 4-2 ball game, Grizzly basketball. Herji Hanami. Carlos Paul on the right side, Kyle Germany. Carlos in the right corner. Now it goes, Herji Hanami. Grizzlies have got to start doing a better job of taking care of the basketball. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Germany with a three at the left point. No good. Ball comes off. Kamari Vinson gets the rebound. He's trapped. Gets it to the right corner. Now back outside. And a fresh shot clock for the Grizzlies. 15 to go. In the left corner, Kyle Germany. Low block. Good pass inside. Lionel Kamwimba bounces once. Drop step. Goes up off the board. Too hard. Rebounded by LeBeau. Back come the Indian Hills Warriors. Trevian LeBeau. And here's a travel out front on a pass and catch by T.J. Morris, who walked through the basketball. Turnover number two on the Warriors here early on. That's actually the third turnover on them early on. 17:40 to play in the first half. And the Grizzlies play at the backcourt with a 4-2 lead. Same five out there for the Grizzlies. 2.5 minutes in. Herji Hanami bounce pass over to Kamari Vinson on the right side. At the right point, gets it over now to Kyle Germany. Screen goes to the right, back to the point. Kyle Germany out front. High screen, goes left, pulls up, shoots the three, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Mpeka. 6'9 kid can run the floor. LeBeau in the right corner gets it to Devontae Hall from Chicago. Behind the back move. Good move. Gets inside. Double dribble. Got away with that. Got trapped. Bounces it outside. LeBeau has it. Out the left point. Here's T.J. Morris. Back to the right point. Hall. High screen to the left. Goes that way. Kicks it back behind. Right elbow pull-up jumper is no good by LeBeau. Rebound by Urji Hanami. And the Grizzlies will come back with a 4-2 lead. Up the right side. Kyle in the front court. Over on the left. Urji Hanami. Trae Young, Grant Foster gets ready to check in with the first substitution for the Grizzlies tonight. Here's the three left side. Urji way off the mark. That ball may have been partially blocked. And it's picked up by Indian Hills. Long pass up the right side of the floor. Driving to the hoop. Off the rim. No good on the miss. LeBeau gets the rebound, puts it up and in. State Fair got a jillion offensive rebounds against us, and if they got a jillion, this team will get 2 jillion. We've got to do a good job of keeping them off the glass because they will rebound. Here's a drive by Kamari Vincent down the paint. A little floater, no good, but he got fouled on the play. The officials for this basketball game are Kelly Hunt, Chance Wallison, and Hunter Brashear. That's the first foul of the game against Devontae Hall. And the free throw shooter, Kamari Vincent for the Grizzlies. First one is good. Grant Foster comes in for the Grizzlies, and he'll give Lionel Kamwemba a break. Trayon was a transfer from Indian Hills. Sat out a year, then transferred down here. Here's the free throw by Kamari again. Good again. And back in the game is, or in the game for the first time tonight, Javian Downey. Good to have him back. We really missed him a lot. 6'3 freshman from Toronto. Here we go, back the other end. On the left side at the free throw line. Here's a float pass down low. Catch made. Turn to the middle. Ball slapped away. Picked back up. Put back is no good. Rebound and Peka has it blocked from behind. Ball tipped out. Now on the right wing. A three is up. Good. The Marion Nimmers just in the ball game. Nails the three and it's a tie game at 6. If we could keep this game in the 60s, we'd have a far better chance, I think. Outside, right side. Trayon with it. He'll hand it off now to Urji Hanami. Bounce pass on the baseline. Carlos Paul leans in, goes up, shoots the ball. No good. Slapped off the board. Rebound. One bounce up. Urji had it blocked. Tipped across and shot clock violation on the Grizzlies. Good defense on the interior that time by Indian Hills, getting a couple of blocked shots. And the shot clock expired, and that's the first turnover on the Grizzlies tonight. I was going to look and see in 5-minute increments what our turnover count looked like. That's number one in the first 5 minutes. That's great. Here's a turn on the inside. A shot off the back iron. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Indian Hills. Mpeka with a little turnaround shot in the lane. Missed it. LeBeau went flying through the air to try to grab it and tipped it out of bounds. So the Grizzlies come back with Javian Downey, Crayon Grant Foster, Kyle Germany, Carlos Paul, and Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany has just been playing unbelievable hours. Down low, inside to Carlos Paul on the block. Turns to the middle, drop step, up fake. Goes up strong and scores, and that's the way you do it. As a freshman, he had a lot of problems doing that. He's figured it out. It's 8-6. Grizzlies by 2. High screen to the free throw line. They'll kick it back across to the left. Dump pass down low. Mpeka misses the little flip shot, gets his own rebound. Pump fake goes up and scores. Chris Mpeka. 6'9 kid from the Congo. Ties the game at 8-8. Out front, Carlos Ball looks for some relief. Gets it to Trayon. Hesitation, kicks it to the left corner. Now out to Javian Downey with 10 on the shot clock near the timeline. goes left, gets by his guy all the way in. Right-hand runner off the board, won't go. Boy, he left his guy in the dust, but he couldn't finish the shot. Left corner, quick three at the other end is good. That is T.J. Morris with his first bucket of the night. It's 11-8, Indian Hills. Ergy goes baseline all the way, goes up, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. The foul will be on Kristen Paca, and that'll be his second foul. So they're starting postman already with two fouls. Indian Hills is going to sub out four players. Grizzlies will bring Kendon Peebles into the ballgame. Grizzlies are three out of four from the line, which is way better than what we have been doing. We've got a timeout on the court with 13 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first half, and it will be a 30-second timeout with a score. Indian Hills 11, the Grizzlies 8, back in 30 seconds on Q94. All right, 11-8 is the score. Jasmine takes care of the engineering for us tonight. It's a busy night, lots of basketball on our different stations. Hershey Hanami shoots free throws here. First try is good. Ergy Hanami from Windsor, Ontario. Excellent defensive player. Next free throw is good. Well, he must have been working on this. Five out of six from the line. 11-10, Indian Hills with the ball in a one-point lead. Indian Hills in the maroon with the gold trim and numbers. White, Grizzlies in the home white with red and blue trim. Ball knocked away, stolen. Grizzlies two-on-one break. All the way in, down the right hand. Layup good on the transition that time off the turnover. Boy, that looked good. Javian Downey's first basket. 12-11, Grizzlies retake the lead. Warriors out front. Their other big postman is in the game, Hermes. Down the lane, here's a dry ball, partially blocked, late call. Foul will be called on the Grizzlies. That is on Lionel Kumwimba. That will be in the act of shooting. That'll be the first team foul on the Grizzlies. And the free throw shooter will be Kenny Briggs for Indian Hills. First one good. Tie game at 12. Puts it up with the left hand and good. 13-12, Indian Hills leads the Grizzlies with 12:48 to play, first half. Kyle Germany in the front court. Hands the ball off to Trayon Grant Foster, who dribbles out and gets it over to Kendon Peebles. Kyle Germany at the point with a three. Good! Kyle Germany, he's got that range down. He's got a pair already tonight. And the Grizzlies take the lead, 15-13, and you've got to have that three-point factor in the game today. I absolutely have to. Ball tipped away, picked back up again. Indian Hills sets their offense. They'll go to the right. Now Devontae Hall steps through, bounce pass to the corner. Step back for a three in the corner. That's short, way short, but rebound comes along right back to the shooter. Briggs goes in, and he'll be fouled for the shot, and that'll be on Kendon Peebles. And KP will pick up his first foul of the ball game. Kamari Vincent is in the lineup along with Javian Downey. Inbound play, Lionel Kumwimba back in. Briggs pushes off free throw line. Follow away shot with the left hand good. Kenny Briggs now with four. Tie game at 15. David Hermes, a 6'10 sophomore from Sweden, is in their lineup now. On the baseline, Kenny Peebles works his way in, gets leaned on, passes outside, threw it away. Up the court, backing down, kicking it out. Hermes with an up fake. Now Briggs with it, hook pass to the right point. Now pull up for a three ball is no good. Rebound, Javian Downey went up and got it, and now brings it up the floor. Javian steps through all the way. Scoop shot, good. Foul on the point. Oh, they're going to save before the shot. Kyle Germany is very good at getting to the rim, but when you have him and Javian Downey both getting to the rim, That's a really strong added element. Foul call will be on David Hermes, the big kid I just mentioned. 11:20 to play in the first half. This game is tied at 15 all. Grizzly basketball now from right of their own basket. In the game is Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies from Calico Rock. Inbound pass. Trayon Grant Foster has it. Back out it goes at the point. Left wing pass. Kyle Germany off the screen. Gets another three look. It's up and good. He's feeling it tonight. Kyle with three threes here in the first half. 18-15. Keep feeding him the basketball. The boy's hungry, so let him eat. Devontae Hall, left side. Briggs has it. Dribbles across. Spins back to the left. Puts it up. No feet across. Hermes lays it up. No good. Ball will be fought for. Knocked away. Picked up by the Grizzlies. Here we go the other way. Kyle Germany steps through. Had it stripped away. Out of bounds. Grizzly basketball with 10:43 to go in the first half. Boy, we look good when we get into transition. When our guards are out there and running the floor. We've got some quickness. We were talking about that on the bus coming home the other night. Here's the inbound play. Germany on the inbound and an offensive foul call on the Grizzlies on the inbound pass. Lionel Kumwemba with an illegal screen. So he has his second foul. Carlos Paul will come back in for him. Carlos gives you more of a defensive and rebounding element. Carlos probably a little better inside offensively. The post down the lane. Here's a drive. Shot off the board. No good. Rebound. Grizzlies. Two-on-one break the other way. Kyle Germany bumped to the wide side and now kicks it out to the left point. Trayon's got an open three, and it's an air ball and taken down by Indian Hill. Briggs on the side. Cuts across. Slapped away and a reach-in foul on the Grizzlies. 10-17 to play in the first half. Kyle Germany with his first foul. So far, Lionel Kumwemba, the only player with two fouls, as many as two, for the Grizzlies. Chris Mpaka has two for Indian Hills. Free throw, first try, no good by Kenny Briggs as it spun off the rim. One more try. 10:17 to go in the first half, and this one is good. 18-16, Grizzlies by two. DGF moves it up the right side. To the left point to Kyle Germany. At the right point, here's a three by Whitaker. Good! Riley Whitaker found the range. And stepped into one, and he's been shooting the ball better here recently. That helps, 21-16. Down the lane all the way. Here's a hanging shot. I think good. What a move by Travion LeBeau. Strong, took it right to the rim, took it right at the defender, bodied the basketball away from him and laid it off the glass. What a play. 21-18. TGF in the front court, screen to the left. To the right side. Kamari's open. He shoots the three. That's no good. Ball long to the left corner, and it's taken down by Marion Nimmers. In the front court to the right corner on the wing. Wide open three is no good. Rebounded by Kyle Germany. He was too open. Up the right side. Kamari Vincent crosses over down the lane. Dusts it down. Laying is good by Carlos Paul. Great play by Kamari. Five for Carlos. Grizzly lead back to five. 23-18. Hermes from the point for a three. No good. Rebound by Kyle Germany. Grizzlies by five with 8:57 to play in the first half. Keep doing what you're doing. Back pass to the point. Carlos is going to shoot the three. That's good. Carlos Paul from downtown. Carlos with eight. 26-18. To the left baseline. Whistle offensive foul is going to be called on Indian Hill. On a push off on the dribble. And I was looking, waiting to see for sure who that was going to be. On that foul is the first on Braden Sparks. We have the media timeout on the floor. Timeout on the court with 8:37 to play in the first half. And the score, the Grizzlies lead at 26-18 over Indian Hills. Back in a minute on Q94. 26-8 Grizzly basketball as we come back to play. JV and Downey for the Grizzlies in the front court to the right corner. Bounce pass, low block. Carlos Paul has it. He's double teamed. Bounces hard, goes up inside, no good. Ball will be slapped out, picked up by Indian Hills and Braden Sparks in the front court to the right corner. They'll move it back to the point. There's an up fake to the pass underneath. Layup is up and in by Trevian LeBeau. LeBeau has six, 26-20. Grizzlies lead by six. Erzi Hunami out front. He has the 6'10" kid from Sweden guarding him. That's a mismatch. Erzi can go right by him. Carlos Paul over to Javian Downey. High screen left. Downey with a three at the point. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kenny Briggs. And back come Indian Hills. Try to cut into that six-point lead. Down the lane all the way. Briggs steps through. Wraparound pass. Wild pass thrown out of bounds. Turnover on Indian Hills. Nimmers will come back in the lineup. Marion Nimmers for Indian Hills. 6'3 freshman from Rock Island, Illinois. Kamari Vincent out high. Dribbles to the left. Takes it all the way down. Gets trapped in a bumping foul, a blocking foul will be called against Indian Hills. Second foul on Braden Sparks for the Warriors. Riley Whitaker comes out of the lineup for West Plains, MSU West Plains, and back in the lineup is Trayon Grant Foster. Inbound play in the corner. Up fake by Urgy. Gets it over to Carlos Paul. 18 on the shot clock. Javian Downey with it. Left point. His screen is to the right. Now goes back left with Urgy. Urgy spins to the middle. Up and under shot. Good! What a move by Urgy Hanami, who spun. A full circle went around Hermes and just flipped it up and it went in somehow. Erzi Hunami with the basket. His first field goal. 28-20 Grizzly. Down the lane. Right hand floater won't go. Rebound by Trayon Grant Foster. Front court. Trayon with it. Now get it to a guard. We're standing around now. Here we go. Erzi has it. Left point. Left wing. Javian with it. Spin away from the defender, cuts it back. Now Carlos Paul curls over the top, in the lane, puts it up and good. Carlos leading to the rim. 30-20, Grizzlies by 10. Down the key, right hand float shot, no good. Rebound to Erzi Hanami. And the Grizzlies started to run and decided to hold it up. 6:16 to play in the first half. Grizzlies 30, Warriors 20. Erzi in the left corner. Dribbles into the lane. Dumps it down. Layup good by Kamari Vincent. To 20 Grizzlies on the right side. Hand the basketball off now to T.J. Morris at the point. Nimmers will fire a long three. That's no good. And a foul will be called. No, the ball hit the backboard wire, the support hanging down. So it's dead ball, Grizzly basketball. Kenan Peebles in the game. Carlos Paul goes out. Kamari Vincent goes out of the ball game. So Kyle Germany must be in there. What a difference when you can make the three. We've made five and outscored Indian Hills from the three-point line 15-6. Trayon to the right. Gets the ball to Javian Downey. Gets it to Erzi Hanami now on the left side. He'll dribble out front. He'll put it on the deck, drive in, right-hand scoop is no good. Tipped out long, picked up by Javian Downey. Feeds it across and thrown out of bounds. Tried to get it back to Erzi in the corner, but it goes out of bounds. Only the third turnover on the Grizzlies here in the first half. That's why we're ahead 32-20. Three turnovers. And to go with that, five out of six from the free throw line. Two areas we've been really hurting. Much better so far. Down the right side, Devontae Hall cut off. Back out to the point to the right side. They'll move the ball over to Samir Carruthers. Devontae Hall out front, cut off by Erzi Hanami. To the far left side, ball fake, step back, good defense. Now pull up for three at the left corner, round it out, no good. Rebound, Kenan Peebles high above everybody, pulls it down. Back up the floor quickly the other way. Javian Downey pass, bad pass deflected, stolen. Beckham Indian Hills, 2-on-1 break. Layup at the other end is good. Marion Nimmers makes it a 10-point game with 4:38 to play in the first half. Trayon Grant Foster with it. No one moving. We're standing around too much. Now at the left point. Urji Hunami goes left. Hands the ball off to Kendon Peebles. They're trying to keep the ball away from Kyle Germany, and I don't blame them. Ball knocked away into the backcourt. There's only five on the shot clock. Javian's going to dribble through, puts it up to the left hand, and good. What a move by Javian Downey, splitting the defense and tossing it off the glass. He has four. 34-22. Back to a 12-point Grizzly lead. On the right side, Kenny Briggs. Now Nimmers has it. Steps through, puts it up. Blocked away, out of bounds with 12 on the shot clock. And it'll be Indian Hills basketball. Damian Downey comes out for Riley Whitaker. 34-22 Grizzlies with 3:51 to play in the first half. Bob on the inbound. Riley tipped it away. Almost got the steal. Nimmers gets it back. Shoots a three from the left point, and that's good. Nimmers got away after he got the ball back. And now a steal. And it's picked up by Grace. Goes up. Whistle. Foul on the play. And the basket will count on the turnover. We were careless on the inbound play. A blocking foul on Kyle Germany. It's second foul. And Travion LeBeau, who was just laying in the weeds there, will get one free throw to go with the bucket, 34-27. So here comes the Indian Hills push. Free throw try is no good. Rebound by Trayon Grant Foster. Front court, Trayon. Steps back, steps through. Puts it up. Ball blocked. LeBeau with the block. Down the lane, all the way. Hall blocked away by Kendon Peebles, but a foul is going to be called on him with 3:20 to go. So KP picks up his second foul. Three players with fouls for the Grizzlies. All three have two. Devontae Hall, the free throw shooter, it's good for Indian Hills. It cuts the lead down now to 34-28. The lead is 6. It was 12 just a little while ago. Carlos Paul in with Kendon Peebles, Trayon Grant Foster, Riley Whitaker, and Javian Downey. Free throw number 2 is good. 34-29. Trayon out high to the right side. Carlos Paul with it. Javian Downey pops out. Now on the left side, Riley Whitaker. He'll move it out front. Gets it to Javian. Gets by his guy. Goes baseline. Goes up with the shot. No good. Got tripped on the shot. He'll shoot 2. It is an ability to be able to draw a foul and get to the free throw line, and Javian Downey did that in that particular case. Shamir Carruthers called for the foul for the Indian Hills Warriors his first. And now Javian Downey. First attempt here is no good. In and out. Javian Downey from Toronto, Canada, 34-29. The freshman eyes it, puts it up, and it's good. One out of two, 35-29, 6-point game. Out high, down the key, all the way in. Travel violation will be the call. As the Indian Hills Warriors trying to go to the basket quick. T.J. Morris called for the walk. Turnover. Indian Hills 6 of the first half. Grizzlies with 5. On the right side, Urji. Wraparound pass. Tipped away. Stole it away. Bounce pass, 2-on-1 across. Nimmers goes up, shoots, no good. And the ball comes off and rebounded by the Grizzlies. 35-29 at the point. Boy, a three here would really look good. Kamari Vincent hands it to Javian. His screen is to the left. He goes that way. Riley with a catch and shoot for a three. It's short. Rebound. Taken down by Kamari Vincent. Pulls it up in the lane from 10. No good. Tipped up by Kamari. No good. Rebound. Carlos Paul goes up. And he can't get it to go. And the Grizzlies wanted a foul and didn't get one on the block shot. That comes Hall all the way, coast to coast. Hangs and shoots and scores. Hall makes it a four-point game, 35-31, with 1:40 to play here in the first half as the Grizzlies try to knock off the number 17 team in the country in Division I in JCAA basketball. Kamari Vincent has it for the Grizzlies. High post, Carlos Paul at the right point. Javian Downey out front. The screen goes right, keeps the dribble alive. At the point, Urgy with an up fake. Dribbles down the lane all the way. Puts it high off the board. Good! The foul on the play. The basket will count. Urgy Hanami put that above the square on the backboard because of the angle and the speed with which he was moving. And he got the ball to go down, and he got the foul call, too. 37-31. And that is the first foul on Burgery Cassie. He just came in the ball game. So, three-point attempt now. Urgy Hanami makes it. 38-31. It is such a weird game. You would never dream the team playing here tonight for the Grizzlies was the one in that game Saturday. Crazy. In the lane, Hall. Back out it goes. Down the key. Morris drives around the defense and lays it up and in. T.J. Morris with five. 38-33. 56 on the game clock. 26 on the shot clock. On the right side, posting up inside. Trayon has it. Backs his guy down. Follow away jump shot. No good. And the ball picked up by Indian Hills. Nimmers out front. 38-33 Grizzlies by five. 20 on the shot clock. Down the key, cut him off. Follow away shot by Hall is in and out. Rebound, Carlos Paul stole it away. At the point, Nimmers for a three. No, oh, it's good. It hit the lip of the rim and went down. Well, that hurt. 38-36. Shot clock is off. Ten to go in the half. 38-36 Grizzlies with the ball. Javian. Outside, shot with three from long range, and it's no good, and that's the end of the first half. Well, the Grizzlies had a lead by as much as 12 in the first half, and it's been cut down to two here at halftime. 38-36 is the halftime score, and we'll take a break. Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. We'll come back in 2 minutes on Q94.